The beginning of Parshas Emor, Torah tells us, "Yomer Hashem l'Hashem Mola Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'Yomer Tali Hem l'Nefesh Lo Yitama b'Yamav Ki Im L'Sheiro Akarav Elav Limo L'Viv V'Livno L'Vito L'Achiv." So a Kohen is not permitted to be metame le'meis, with the exception of the enumerated krovim, the close relatives that a Kohen may be metame le'meis for. Rashi, there are comments quoting Chazal. What does it mean, ki im l'sheiro? Sheiro literally is a generic relation. Ein sheiro, ella ishta. So that's a reference to a person's wife. So wife is in the list of krovim that a kohen may be mitame for. And the corollary of that is that there's a chiyuv avelus for whomever a kohen is mitame for upon their passing. And the Rambam especially, there's a close correlation between the two sides of the same coin, that for the chiyuv avelus d'oraisa applies, or we'll talk about across the board, but in principle, the chiyuv avelus d'oraisa applies for any karav to whom a kohen is mitame, as per the psukah at the beginning of Parshas Emor. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra Kuf Yudam Beis, in the relative beginning of Perek Yesh Nochlin, where the Mishnah beginning of Perek Yesh Nochlin lists various relatives and the Seder HaYerusha. So the Gemara there has this follows on Kuf Yudam Beis, Hatu Lamali. Why does the Mishnah have to tell you the additional case that a woman only inherits her son, the Chayim, Hatanale Resha Ishes Ima Vishes Ishto, Kamash Malan, the Ishes Beno Dumya, the Ishes Baila, Ma Ishes Baila, Ena Bal Yorish Ishto Bekever, Af Ishes Beno, Ena Ben Yorish Ishimo, Bekever Lahanki Laachim Mina Ah. So, as far as the dinner being Yorish Bekever, so just as a Baal isn't Yorish Ishto Bekever, meaning if a wife predeceases the husband, and then at some later point, the wife, had she been alive, would have come into possession of certain Yerusha. So that Yerusha doesn't go to the husband because the relation between husband and wife has been severed upon the passing of the wife. That's also true that a ben isn't Yerusha's emo, but kever, that if a mother predeceases a son and then relatives of the mother that the mother would have inherited had she been alive pass away, so the son isn't entitled to that Yerusha through the deceased mother to then be manchil to other relatives of that son. Satosis there is bothered on Daf Kuf Yudalit Amabez, Dibra Maskel Ma Isha. Why is it that the Gemara assumes that it's more pashut that this din, Eina Baal Yereshes Ishta Bekev replies, than Eina Isha Yeresh Reshes and Ein Habein Yereshes Ima Bekev? It's more pashut to the Gemara that a Baal is not Yorish, it's Ishta Bekaver. I think we're asked to understand and demonstrate that that's the case for Eina Bein Yorish, it's Ishta Bekaver as well. So Tosas there quotes the position of the Rivam that it's more pashut to the Gemara that Ein Habal Yorish, it's Ishta Bekaver, because as Lashon HaTosfos, Pirsh Rivam, Dilakach Pshitalei Bebal, Mishum Desheiris Pakalei Ayide Misa, Kamo Ayide Gerishin. So any relationship between a husband and wife is severed upon Misas Haisha in this case. If the wife passes away, so there's no more Sheiris relationship between husband and wife. The Torah uses the term She'er in the context of Nachla in Parshas Pinchas, just as it does in Ar Sedra in the context of Tomas Kohanim. So that relationship of She'er is severed with Misa, just as it's severed Ayudei Gerishin. Once a couple divorces, there's no more halachic relationship between them. So too, Ayudei Misa, there's no halachic relationship between husband and wife. And then Tosis is bothered that there's a Gemara in Yevamos Nehei that seems to indicate the contrary. Dependent on how you understand the Maskanos of Gemara, the Gemara there definitely says at one point that even la'achar misa, there is a relationship of she'eris, there is a relationship between husband and wife on some level, even la'achar misa. The question is, what's the maskanos ha'gemara there? So Tosis here, in asking on the Rivam, assumes that that's true the maskanos ha'gemara in Yevamos Nun Hei, Dafyama got there a few days ago, that there is no, that there is She'eris Lachamisa. And then Tosus has to come on to a different explanation as to a local reason why you would distinguish between Baal Yoresh Es Ishto Bakever and Ben Yoresh Es Imo Bakever. So this question, which is 2 days in Tosus here in Baba Basra, maybe 2 days in how to understand the Maskaran Sagamara in Yavamas Nunhei, Klichemda suggests that this question, whether there's She'eris Achamisa, whether there's a logically significant relationship between husband and wife, even La'achar Misa, that may be dependent on, Klichemda suggests, that may be dependent on Machlokas, Rambam and Ramban in Hilchos Avelis, emerging from the Psukim that we started with. The Rambam writes, I only have Perik Beis Halacha Zayin Lamar Makoma, so I should have included Perik Beis Halacha Aleph first. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perik Beis in Hilchos Avel, Elu Shachayiv Adam L'Sabah Lein Din Torah. So the following relatives, the Rambam holds that Avelis, at least Yarmishan is Daraisa. So the following relatives are included in the Din Avelis Min HaTorah, Aviv, the Imo, the No, Ubito, Achav Yachos Me'aviv. So six relatives, mother, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister. Umidivrayam, she is abala ishal ishto hanasua. However, avelus for your wife, that's only me dirabanan. And then the Rambam is the Nosei Kelim point out, would have to understand that she'ero in our sedra, the drashas chazal, it's a drashas chazal, but that may be an asmachta, but pshuto shemikra, she'ero means a general relative. So in the pasuk says, "Kiim l'she'ero akrov ilav," you read that as his relative, colon, aviv imo, etc. But pshuto shemikra, she'ero isn't a reference to ishto, that's the drashas chazal. So the Rambam would understand that's maybe on the level of an asmachta, but in the Torah, there's no Tumas Kohenim, there's no Avelus for a wife. And then the Rambam continues and says that, again, in Allah Chazayin, Ishto shall koi mistami la al karcho, ve'ena mistami la ella midivre sofrim. Asu asa kemes mitzvah, kevin she'en la yoresh elahu, lo timsa mishi is asik ba elahu. The Rambam says it's true that in practice a Kohen is mitame for his wife, that it's only midivrei sofrim, because we treat that as, that's only derabanan, rather, we treat that as a meis mitzvah, because if the husband's not going to take care of his wife, who else is? And therefore, avelus as a corollary to tumas kohenim, the imperative tumas kohenim for karov, is only midirabanan as well. So that's the Shita Sarambam, that min HaTorah there's no avelus for ishto. So Klechemda suggests that that's because ein she'eris achamisa. It doesn't make sense that there should be avelus after the passing of a wife, because at that point, once she's deceased, there's no halachic relationship between husband and wife anymore. So min HaTorah there shouldn't be any avelus. And the other day, that yesh she'eris achamisa, so that's like the Ramban's position in Taras Adam. The Ramban wrote a chibur on Hilchas Avelus called Taras Adam, which is the basis of most, a lot of the Beis Yosef, and the basis of a lot of what is Lalach in Hilchas Avelus. So the Ramban in Taras Adam assumes that the chiyuv Avelus and the chiyuv for a kohen to be mistame for his wife is min HaTorah, and she'ero zu ishto is a drasha gemura, that's a din d'oraisa. So if that's the case, that that there is a din d'oraisa of avelus al ishto, so then it makes sense that yesh she'eros la'achar misa. Because as a din of meis mitzvah, that's exactly what the Rambam explains here in Halacha Zayin, that Chazal made it like a meis mitzvah, and a meis mitzvah kohen can be mitame for. Good. So the way the Klechemda explains in the Ramban, there may be a difference between Misa Sabal as opposed to Misa Isha, that maybe She'eris is only Paka, but Misa Sabal, not the Misa Isha. So there may be a middle position like that, but not so Nogel and Yenenu. Because of Meis Mitzvah. So the Drush, so that Takanas Chazal, or that Din Midivei Sofer, wasn't extended to a Kohen Gadol. Okay. There's a interesting shua the Chasam Sofer, Chele Beis Yardei Simin Shin Nun Hei. Sheiluni Isha Shemes Baila V'Nisa Zacher. So husband dies, woman remarries. V'Acher Kach Likdu Atzamos Baila Harisha. And then they reinterred the husband. So the din is, in general, when there's likud atzamos, if there's a reinterment, so you're noheg one day of avelus on the day of likud atzamos. So here, the woman's husband died. She's happily remarried. And now they're reinterning the first husband. So when the husband died, she prabbed avelus. So she has to be nohegas avelus now for another day because of likud atzamos. So says the Chasam Sofer, near Lenefias Daiti, the Lo Shapir Dami Lemavet Hachi. It's not right. Vafilu Gof Avelus, Kagon Misha Meis Venisiashi Lekovro, Acher Shekvar Nises, Laacher. Also, Shishimim Misabelus. Even more. Let's say the husband died. We had Edus that the husband died. She's allowed to remarry, but they were able to bury him for whatever reason. They couldn't find the body. The body was inaccessible. It's being held for ransom, whatever the case was. So there, she, in general, they're burying him for the first time. So there should be a din of avelus for that day of the burial. So the Chazal thinks not there, and not by likud atzamos should there be any subsequent avelus for the woman. Mishum de nesuin shniim mafkiin korvas harishon legamri. So when she gets remarried, that severs any last vestige of she'erus, of a relationship with the first husband. So even if we would contemplate some she'erus la'achar misa, but when she gets remarried, that would be totally inappropriate to be Noah Avelis, her first husband, for likud atzamos. And there's no further vestige of that original relationship after the woman gets remarried. Okay. Now, what's the din about Avelis and the din of Yerusha by Nathan Ein of Lagarsha? If a husband decides he wants to divorce his wife, he sees the advertisements from the divorce attorneys in Nutley, and he wants a discount, but he hasn't gone through yet. So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, Kuf and Bava Manalif, Amr Vyudha Marav, Maisa Bada Mechad, Sha'amr Lo Ishto, Totranasi. So there's a certain person, and they told him that your wife is a totranis, this some kind of disease that she's not able to smell properly. And that would be a mum that potentially could rise to the level that he's entitled to divorce her without giving her a ksuba. Okay. So he goes and corners her in a chorva to check. He brings an ENT with him to check out the story. Amr La, Reach Snow Nanima Reach Begalil. They says, I'm smelling this radish in Galil. Amr Lay Man Yavlan, Niko Sevis Di Richo Vachalnabe. So she says, if I only had those dried figs, or those figs from Yericho, meaning she wasn't able to smell what he wanted her to smell. That was an indication that she really had this problem. Nafala Chorva Mesa. And on cue, the building collapses and she gets killed. Amr Chachamim, Hoel Velo Niknas Achre Elabodka, Mesa Eno Yorsha. So since he only went there to check out her nose situation, he's not entitled to be Yoresh, this wife, who he was still halachically married to at the time that she was killed. Says the Rashbam, Amr Chachamim Hoel Benichna Sacharel Lebad Kamesen Yorsha, the Kaven Shahaya Bedaito Lagarsha Imiyam Sela Balas Mum, since he had in mind that if she would in fact be a Balas Mum, he would divorce her. Ubisoch Kach Mesa Kodem Shendis Baisu, and before they're able to make up, she died. Eino Zocha Birusha. That if a woman dies while they're fighting on the way to divorce, shuv eino yorsha, that he's not entitled to the yorisher. Rabbi Tzvi Ushinsky, who died in Yerushalayim, wrote an essay on these topics a few months ago. He points out there that this Rashbam's understanding of the Gemara, and we'll see in a few moments who's cholek, probably assumes that Yerusha Sabal is only derabanan. And since Yerusha Sabal is only derabanan, then Chazal can say in certain situations that a husband's not entitled to that Yerusha. That, for example, the Shita Sarambam, Nachlas Perak Aleph Alachaches, Haisha Eina Yereshes Bai Laklau, Babal Yoresh is called Nitzay Ishta Midire Sofrim. Who called them Lakal Birishasa, Afabishi Asura Love, etc. So it's Midire Sofrim. Hasagas arrived. Any mode was that Mishmaita Basrais de Mishame, Sashar Rayas, Amaris Hefakza, Ein Lohem Amida. So in fact, there are Gemaras, Mufurashos, that seem to indicate at first glance Yerusha Sabal as being Daraisa, we call Psukim She'ero. So the Rabbin would say, as the Kazimish explains, that that's only an Asmachta. And this is a Dirvei Sofrim. Even though the Rabbin sometimes, the Kazimish says the Rabbin sometimes uses Dirvei Sofrim to refer to a Din Daraisa that we derive from the Midas Shatar Nereshis Behen, like Kedushin, famous example. But here, you can't say that because the Rabbin elsewhere is clear that Yerusha Sabal is only the Rabbanan. The Rambam in Isha's Parakah Beis, for example. And this fits with the fact that the Rambam doesn't include Yerusha Sabal in Hilchos Nachalos with all the other halachas of Yerusha. The Rambam has the details of Yerusha Sabal in Parakah Beis Isha's Hilchos Ksubos, which sounds like it's more related to the Zechuyos Sabal than to the regular generic din of Yerusha, and there may be different qualities to Yerusha Sabal for that reason, which is not our topic now. However, the Rush argues on the Rashbam. The Rush there in Simin Tes Zion, Perek Mishameis, I should say Perek Tes, not Perek Tes. So the Rush writes, we're talking about a case there where they didn't have Nisuin yet. Nichnas ima lechatzer, stam chatzer didele Nisuin, v'zua chorva shalo haisa, v'nichnas ima lebodka, v'hu tovein shenichnas ima leshem Nisuin, v'lo yim sena totranis, v'lo matzas balas mum, v'rei ishta v'zachim yishasa. Am Chachamim, Hol v'chnisas v'aisa lebalka lo chashvina lach knitsa nesu'in v'ena yorsha. So the case in the Gemara was not they were already married and I was checking up on her afterwards. They were never, there was Erisin, there wasn't nesu'in yet, and he's doing this as he's doing the doctor's visit before nesu'in, and then she dies before they affect nesu'in. So in that case, there's no Yerusha. But had there been proper nesu'in, even if it's nasan enav lagarsha, there still would be Yerusha Sabal. So Machlokes, Rashbam of the Rosh, by Nasan Enel Vagarsha, is a husband still entitled to Yerusha? And we Paskin, the Ramah Paskin, Zevin Ezra, Tzim and Sadi, like the Rosh, that even if it's Nasan Enel Vagarsha, Kozman Shalinus Garsha, a husband is entitled to Yerusha. The Piskei Tshuva there says, Tzim and Sadi, Sifkata and Ches, that this din of the Ramah is against the Rashbam. He quotes Sefer Karim Shlomo, B'shem Chasson Sofer. Dafila Rashbam Nami Lo Amra Elakodem Takanas from Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola. Aval Achshav She'ein B'yadu LaGarsha Lo Adifu Me'isha She'amra LaBayla Gersheni D'la Mikri B'zekatata. So when does the Rashbam make sense? That's in a post-Rabbeinu Gershom reality where you're allowed to be Megarish and Isha Balkarchos. If a husband decides unilaterally he wants to divorce his wife, there's no stopping him. So for all intents and purposes, it's just Mechusa, the technical steps, but he's made up his mind. But post-Rabbeinu Gershom, when you can't be Megarish, a woman Balkarcha, so then it takes two to tango. And even if he wants to divorce her, it's not only up to him. So the fact that nothing in a Lagarsha is not at all conclusive. So for that reason, the Piskei Tshuva quotes that maybe in a post-Rabbeinu Gershom reality, everyone would agree that nothing in a Lagarsha is not mafkia the Yerushas habal. There's a famous comment of the Yamsha Shlomo that just about everyone argues on that applies this to Avelis as well. Yamsha Shlomo Gittin Perik Beis Simin Dalid assumes that just as Nasan Einav Lagarsha is Mafkia Yerusha Sabal, so too is the Mafkia any Chi of Avelis. Maisa Belayadi Be'echajaya Be'kitatim Yishta, a person who's in a fight with his wife, Vayla Das Bar Lagarsha intended to divorce her, Vasoch also a Kitat Mesa, and then she passed away. That Marshal writes, he paskined not to be knowing Avelis by Nosan Einav Lagarsha. And many of the Achronim argue on this. The Beis Meir there in Simon Sadi argues. He says, number one, actually, let's go back. We're running out of time. So let's see, back in the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes the Sefer Yeshuas Yaakov, who quotes this Marshal. And then he says, V'hu zal kasav al zeh, hine ze yamim ira ma'isav echad shekibol atarim mei l'rabanim, v'zika gali ishto, v'beini beini meis lav ishto. So a person had a hetem mei rabanim. So there, the Yeshuas Yaakov said, "Kedai the Marshal lismoch alav," because anyway, he already wrote a get with a hetame rabbanim. She just didn't receive it, but without that, he would not have been maker like the Marshal. And the Beis Meir is cholik as well. Kiveger quotes this on the side of Shulchan Aruch as well. The bottom line, especially since we assume when it comes to Yerusha Sabal, that Nasan Eino Lagarsha is in Mafkia, so that's true by Avelis as well. And even though Rabbi Yashinsky in that article discusses, maybe you should say Alacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avel, but then he points out that even the most liberal position of Alacha Kedivra Mekel Ba'avel won't allow you to say that if it's a Mamash Adas Yachid among Achronim. So in practice, and that's what the later Sfarim say, in practice, we don't assume like this Marshal, and even by Nasan Eino Lagarsha, as much as he can't stand his wife anymore and she passes away, he would still have to be Noheg Avelis.
Say that they're not
going
to, you wouldn't say that, right?
No. So why? So the reason that you could say by Yerusha Sabal is because Yerusha Sabal, if you assume that it's only a dinder Rabbanan and it's from the Zechuya Sabal, so then Chachamah can say in certain situations, we don't afford that schus to the husband. And it's not something that happens automatically. So there also, if you assume, right, it may relate to, or if you assume that Avelis al ishta like the Rambam is only the Rabbanus, then it's easier to say that the Rabbanan didn't establish it in this kind of a situation.
Are they only discussing the Shaila Rabbanan pieces?
Avelis al ishta according to the Rambam is only a din the Rabbanan. So according to the other Rishonim, if it's a din deraisa, could you still entertain? I mean, the Marshal anyway is a chiddush, and. But in the way, does he frame it only in those terms? Yeah. I mean, he bases it off the Gemara. He bases it off nothing in Lagarsha in the context of Yerusha. And that, we pointed out, may be dependent on it being the Rabbanan.
Presumably. Right. I'm not saying if any of this is the rest of it.
Right. Right. Correct. Right. So I think you basically have to say that.